96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Wednesday, the 19th of June, 2024, and you're on the clock with Aaron Green. On this Wednesday Man Down mashup session, where we combine On the Clock with Aaron Green and Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry to talk about what's in the news. We're going to have an open line session today. You heard that music at the top of the show, opening the show just now. I try to play Bahamian music. 99.999% of the time, I give myself a little grace for songs that are maybe not be Bahamian, but are still culturally relevant. Well, that song just now was Tell Me by Devo featuring Angie B. Stone. And Devo, that's D-E-V-O-X, is a project that involves a Bahamian. A Bahamian by the name of Gerald Jerry DeVoe. So we're going to start the show again. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
Good morning this morning. How are you doing today,
Aaron? I good.
I'm trying to download a YouTube video, but I don't want a video. I want the music.
You want the audio?
Yeah. So is there a way without me paying?
So here's what you do. You search for an audio. You're going to search for a video that has no lyrics, right? No visual component. They're just using the video format to be able to upload the song to YouTube. But here's what you can do. You can go online and search free YouTube downloader. You're going to select one of those apps. What that app will allow you to do is to download the song from YouTube and then convert it to an MP3, which is an audio-only file. And then you will upload that audio-only file to the app you're using to create your content. So that's one of the options.
Okay, let me try to do that.
All right.
I appreciate that.
So, thanks. It's open line. Numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for Family Island residents. That number is toll-free for Family Island residents. And the text line, powered by BTC, as always, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. And hurry up and call or text, because I got some stories lined up I want to talk about, but we also want to talk about what you want to talk about. So here's the first story, Mr. Newry. Three Bahamians recognized in King's birthday honors. That was in yesterday's Tribune. Three Bahamians, including the Secretary to the Cabinet, have been recognized in the 2024 King's birthday honors. Governor General Dame Cynthia Mother Pratt announced the honors yesterday. The Knight Bachelor will be conferred on Gerald Jerry DeVoe for services to humanity and for entertainment. This rank is granted to men who are knighted. Companion of the Most Distinguished Order of St. Michael and St. George recipients are Marsha Nicole Campbell, Secretary to the Cabinet for Services to the Public, and Dr. Franklin Joaquin for Service to Public Health. The Order of St. Michael and St. George recognizes service in a foreign country or in relation to foreign and Commonwealth affairs. The birthday honors are various titles and awards to mark the sovereign's official birthday. They have been awarded on the sovereign's birthday with few exceptions since at least 1860, during Queen Victoria's reign. It is one of two annual honors lists in the British honors system, the other being the New Year's honors list. Last year, 12 Bahamians received the 2023 King's Birthday Honors. Former Central Grand Bahama MP Nico Grant received the Commanders of the Order of the British Empire for services to politics, and Deputy Commissioner of Police Lamond Delavaux received the King's Police Medal for service in the police force. So we say congratulations to all those who have received honors in the King's Birthday honors list.
What impressed me was the number. I'm now used to the number being like 12, 15 people on these honors. Mm-hmm. And to see that this list is shorter,
mm-hmm.
it was, a well-considered list. It's saying that we're not just honoring every and anybody, but we have three prominent persons who mm-hmm. deserve an award. And we will herald them. So it allowed me to sit back and say, let me cherish these three.
They have worth.
The worth seemed to come out because it's less than the usual 5 to 10, 15 people.
Absolutely. I wish these stories would be accompanied with bios.
They should have a bio, hey.
Right, attached to the story.
With a good picture.
Right, and I imagine even if the people who are making the announcement in the, I imagine, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, would it be?
I guess
people who are making the announcement would include a bio. I do have a question, though.
What kind of question do you have?
I'd like to know whether it is Westminster culture, political culture, to give these awards to people who are currently serving in the public service. Is Mrs. Marsha Nicole Campbell currently sitting as the Secretary to the Cabinet? And is that appropriate in Westminster political culture?
It's not a bad question. Is it a common practice?
Right, is it a common practice?
Or this is one of those, you know when you're trying to be a trailblazer and doing things different?
Yeah.
And that because this administration is known to be trailblazers in terms of, okay, we're doing it our way. Right? And perhaps question whether this administration is just doing it their way. We plan to honor someone who's sitting purposefully instead of
protocol. Shouldn't we have an explanation to that? And a substantive explanation. For instance, when people queried why are we honoring foreigners in our local honor system, and then it was explained there is an award, there is an honor for foreigners who have contributed greatly mm-hmm. to the Bahamas. And then people questioned, well, why His Excellency Kagame, leader of Rwanda?
Yes.
And the Prime Minister's response was, I went there and impressed by their ethics.
Yeah.
I don't think that's sufficient.
It was not sufficient.
To explain to a country.
That was just ego.
Right, why on their behalf
yeah.
you are giving this award to that individual.
Because we can appreciate expats who live in the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
expats who work with the Bahamas or like have a history of it, and say, no, you need to be recognized.
Right.
Right, for a local award. But someone who nobody is familiar with,
mm-hmm.
no one knows the narrative of or how they assist the Bahamas in general, but just happened to get an award because our Prime Minister saying he just wanted to. He was personally impressed. Therefore, he in charge, he just given it to them.
I was about to tell you, sometimes it's important to be authentic in the moment because I couldn't remember Maxine Waters' name. Right? Like I was about to say, I know that, I am aware that she has made great contributions to the Bahamas over the last several decades, her and her husband. I don't think there's been a public or state-led discussion on what those contributions are or have been in the past. But I couldn't even remember her name for a second.
I understand. And most Bahamians are familiar who she is, right? But they're more familiar that she married a Bahamian, I think, Williams. Williams, the old MP. I'm sure he married. No, I could be confused.
Look, I was just about to say, maybe that's why we also call her Auntie Maxine.
Yeah, impossible. But a narrative of how she assisted the Bahamas in general should have been afforded to us.
Right.
Just to say that we are part of the process, that we are worthy of knowing. And it just seems as if oftentimes we are left out. And that when you question it, you say, it's none of your business. So.
Right. It's like, because we don't concern ourselves about conflicts of interest, it's like nobody saw the potential conflict of interest arising or manifesting at the time that the award was given with Maxine Waters' involvement with the SBF investigation and interrogation, right? And so
you say no one saw. I said I was.
I mean, I saw it, and I spoke about it.
I would count that and say no one cared. The power to be just didn't care.
Well, and
they
so,
saw it, but too. But just to say, hell with it.
Don't say no one cared, right? Like, I accept the powers to be didn't care. I'll even accept that the political class didn't care. But let's not say no one cared.
Okay.
People, seven of us gathered together by ourselves,
by yourself,
sharing the same thought.
Out of the 400,000.
Yeah, and I mean by us, like seven, I in my prayer closet, praying a prayer. Anyway, Jerry DeVoe. Jerry DeVoe is my god cousin.
Okay, god cousin.
Yeah, my god cousin. His mother is my sister's godmother.
Okay. So, sound like a step?
It don't matter. There's family.
Yeah.
Right? I'm a little conflicted. My other cousin, Charles, you know, the black sheep of the family, giving awards. He didn't even tell me he's giving an award to my cousin. But Jerry DeVoe is a renowned musician. Popular music. Jerry DeVoe is one of three artists who, in the history of Sony Records, received their own recording studio. Prince is one of the other of the three.
Nice.
Jerry's music, Jerry's career really took root in Asia. Jerry is a superstar in Asia. Like, how the little children was screaming and running up and down when Get Them Reggie was coming into the place on the island. He's a superstar like that. And so I just want to say congratulations to Jerry DeVoe.
Congratulations, Jerry.
Like many Bahamians living abroad, he automatically put on the coat of ambassador for the Bahamas.
Does he spell his name DeVaux?
Yes.
Okay. And the reason why I ask that, because there are some Delavos who emigrated to the United States who changed the spelling of their name. And they spell their name D-E-L-E-V-O-E.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's still a part of the regular Delavo family.
This, we know his people. If he had to, you know, if I give his provenance, his Grammy, his auntie is Ken Ruscari.
Okay.
Right? So we know his people. He's a Bahamian. And so that project, Devo, D-E-V-O-X, is a play on his name, Devo, as well. We can play one or two more songs by him throughout the show, but if you get a chance, go online and search Jerry Devo. And D-E-V-O-X. So Jerry Devo, D-E-V-E-A-U-X, dash D-E-V-O-X, and that should lead you to most of his work online. So here's another interesting, well, let me get to the text. A lot of text came in. The text says, Dear Aaron and CA, how'd it go, Delilah? I trying to leave this place too. Thus I say, and the song is an anthem. And these by them, they were following a trend, you know. They find that interesting. Drake and another artist had taken the song, Hey There, Delilah, and they would like reinterpreted it And so the artist, who I think his name is Blair, I just want to say our news, y'all didn't even say the name of the artist in the clip, man. Y'all didn't say the name of the artist, the name of the song, or the other artists featured on the song. So if y'all saw that clip on our news, it's going viral right now. The song is How to Go, Delilah. It's a interpretation, a Bahamian interpretation of the U.S. indie pop song, Hey There, Delilah. And it's a classic. It's an anthem because it speaks of longing to be somewhere and being restrained by the realities of your life and the realities of island living. Another text, why Jerry and not Lenny Kravitz, who has done more for the Bahamas? Well, let me stick a pin right there. Jerry and Lenny consider themselves to be cousins. Wherever they go, around the world, they reference each other. They call each other's name. They reference each other as cousins. They are equally Bahamian, but I think Lenny just don't have his citizenship papers yet, right? Lenny trying to wake on his. And perhaps that's why Jerry DeVoe was chosen and not Lenny, but they both have equally spectacular and successful careers. Mm-hmm. One person's career is based, though, in Asia. And we're just unfamiliar with it because of the way that cultural imperialism works in the West. Another text here. A text is saying, happy graduation day from Anthony Duvalli, I guess that's from your father or your grandfather. Happy graduation day today from Anthony. Oh, to Anthony, I guess you meant to say to Anthony Duvalli, a texter. The texter didn't give their name. Another text. Aaron, you see why they say Nassau is a country of pirates and motorists don't obey the traffic laws. You just taught C.A. Newry how to commit music piracy, lawless country.
I need the video.
Dear texter.
I mean, I need the music.
We're going to have a whole show. Listen, we're going to have a whole show about music piracy. And then we're going to talk about cultural imperialism. And then we're going to talk about the tension between those who steal things and those who steal things back. Would that be an interesting show? Considering all of the discourse in the sort of the global space about artifacts, relics in European museums, and who they belong to. I think we should have a show about that. Texas said they want to talk about the dog that was shot. Well, I do have that story, Texas. We get to that in a moment. Thank you for sharing. Another text. It says, Maxine Waters, who was mixed up in the FTX fiasco. That's a Maxine Waters. Now, when you say mixed up, do you mean that when SBF was detained by Bahamian authorities on behalf of the U.S. authorities, and the U.S. authorities indicated that they wanted to, I think, extradite SBF. And then Maxine Waters say, hey, what y'all dealing with? You can't see my committee getting ready to interrogate SBF right now, and y'all gone and lock him up like y'all don't care about the interests of the American people? Mm-hmm. You mean like that? Because that's all it was, right? That's all that's on the surface.
I have a text, Aaron, who's asking you if this is the scene Jerry DeVoe who spoke at UB's commencement ceremony, or who is Joy Jibilu's brother? Is it?
I'm not sure. I don't think he is Joy Jibilu's brother. Hmm. Jerry DeVoe is the son of Audrey DeVoe.
Okay.
So I think that is possibly her nephew or her cousin. But definitely Jerry DeVoe he comes from a wonderful, established, decent, like we like to say, decent people, a decent family, nation builders, contributors to both New Providence and Family Island development. That's Earl DeVoe's family.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Jerry DeVoe's people. He's people because he's people. He have a deep, rich heritage in the Bahamas, and he's a phenomenal musician. Yeah, phenomenal musician. Yeah.
So Patty Roker's son, he didn't get his citizenship yet?
Roxy Roker.
Roxy
Roker. No, is it Roxy? It's Roxy.
Roxy. Roxy. Roxy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking for Patty Roker next week.
Yeah. Roxy Roker. No, I don't think he has.
And, I know he applied.
Right.
And it was public.
And he made the point that he wanted to do it. I think he made the point he wanted to do it the way that ordinary people have to do it.
He might have to wait 10 years then.
Yeah.
If you want ordinary people to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So the happy graduation day, it's a St. Anne student.
Yeah. So you know I have to say that. Who that is?
All right. So this was the message from before. It is from Anthony Duvalier to Lyndon Delaveau.
Okay.
Congratulations, Lyndon.
Mm-hmm.
Keep up the good work. Okay, Mr. Newry.
I might have to do a shout out. We need to do a shout out show next year. Next week.
I'll for graduates?
For graduates.
Yeah, man. Just call in
and shout out who your graduates.
All right.
Yeah.
So, Lumbert, I'm going to go to the story because the texter asked, police shot and killed my dog. But here are some more headlines I have.
Let's go through the headlines.
Lined up.
Let me go to the callers.
Right. Oh, there we go. Speaker asks Pintard, is it because I'm a woman or a rookie?
Say sexist? Pintard don't like women?
It's a very interesting...
I mean, it's something to interrogate. If it is that he doesn't like women, women need to come and support the speaker.
I think it's fair, unfair. I think it's unfair. That's UNFAIR to suggest that the speaker's commentary implies that he don't like women.
If she asked it whether because she's a woman or she's a rookie. She's no longer a rookie. She's been in the job long now.
Right.
Right? Three years.
I would say if you ask in the question, that suggests you're a rookie.
Oh, she look like she damn her own toe.
So you want to go to the phone line?
Let's go to the phone line.
Because, I mean, let's go to the phone line, producer, and then I can read some of these other headlines.
Go ahead, Carla.
Yes, good morning to both of you, Nuri and Ms. Grain.
Morning.
Open line. I have a call for the Rabbit Progressive Liberal Party supporters. Vehement people that's needing some information. For us to be able to competently discuss the BPLBEC deal, if they want to make an argument, I need a couple of things. I need a needs analysis, a cost analysis, a SWOT, a PESTEL. I need a debt management and payment strategy for the legacy debt and pension plan. I need a billout infrastructure schedule and projected costs for this new grid system we'll be putting in. I need the updated legislation for net billing or net metering. I need the structure and strategy for reduction of consumption across the board. I need to understand also how we could have microgrids to be put in. And, you know, it's a long list of things. And so for us to be able to continuously counter-argue back and forth without the proper information, it's like having a debate on who is ignorance is superior.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
We have two more calls. You want to go quickly through them?
Yes.
All right, talk to me.
Did we do the update yesterday on what we learned about BPL and BC's relationship?
No.
We do an update on that, too. Oh,
okay.
All right. Let's go to the next caller.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, caller.
Macaulay Davis talking away along with you on New Erin.
Morning.
We need justice, law, and order in this country. You know, Erin.
Yes, sir.
I was listening to radio from I was a little boy in our family home, mommy and daddy. When you had to put sixpence in the meter in order to get current, electric current, you know? And today, it is saddening to hear the things in which people just be hearing on the radio occasionally. Things and people that are not relevant. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, for the Bahamian people, what votes, they should be more relevant than politicians all the time. people tired hearing about politicians and stuff like that. It doesn't give the vehement public, and I'm not saying you, but some of us that's in that handling the shows. Oh, by the way, tell Nahija hello for me, please.
I shall.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't give the people, when I say you, that's just a phrase, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
The Bahamian people doesn't get a chance to think, you know what I'm saying? Think of the relevancy that needed in this country relevancy in which the Bahamian people needs. All we hear every day the Lord said about, other than Sundays, about politicians. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, the Bahamian people wants to get ahead and nothing are happening for the Bahamian people. Okay? At least the poor people. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, Prima.
Other than most of the rich people waiting for them to, waiting for time to come for them to vote.
Yes, Prima.
We got to get better in this little bit. This little Bahamas. As a people?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
I hear you.
As a people, we are getting ugly. And we are ugly in the country and ugly in each other. We are better than what's happening now. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I can have a show about that for you, Bremer.
Yeah, we got to do something, man. We don't need this foolishness every day. Politics and stuff like that. People ain't into that. People want to be focused or get a focus where they should be going.
Thank you, Bremen.
Okay,
I tell you what, Bremen. I know the call is gone, right? A call I coming to you right now. Give me a second. In response to what Bremen is saying, first things first, radio, this format, is not optimal for some of the discussions that we need to be having, right? Radio format, especially like with a one-hour show, it brings to your attention serious issues in the country, but we don't necessarily have the time to host the type of conversation that educates each Bahamian about the system that they be interrogating on every issue. Now, I think where we can bridge that gap or fill in that space is ZNS keeps talking about this public broadcast space, right, where ordinary Bahamians can use the ZNS's platform to engage other ordinary Bahamians about issues going on. That space is also could be valuable to organizations and professional associations who have information or should be sharing information with the public. They should be interrogating new policies and constructing frameworks for people to talk about them and to engage politicians about them. The next thing is, Bremen, we talk about politicians because politicians don't talk about policies. I want you to notice that whenever they come to the mic and they come on the air, very rarely are they prepared to interrogate actual policy, and they just come to the airwaves with rhetoric and talking points.
Bahamians like that. But let's go. I see the callers. We're coming to you right now, but I want to read like two or three headlines. Appreciate what we want to talk about.
We said Speaker asked Pintard, is it because I'm a woman or a rookie? Government budgets $2.5 million for airplane for family island travel. New York judge, give FTX's $143 million back to the Bahamas. Monroe defends government travel. Bell spends majority of budget speech lambasting FNM, and by majority, apparently, of his two-hour contribution, he only spent 30 minutes talking about what's happening in his ministry.
Is it fair for us to ask for Bell to be fired?
I think it's time to ring that bell. Let's go to the phone line.
Yeah.
Good morning, caller.
Well, good morning, Ms. Green and Mr. Nuri.
Hey, Graham.
Good morning, sir.
You know, two great calls this morning. See, Alan came with all the right questions. Raymond is part of the woke generation. He's wondering why we just keep talking about the problems and not coming with the solution. And I think I sat back and it was a pleasure to listen to both of them. But what I'd like to hear from Mr. Johnson, as he's very intelligent, is to bring all of the proper solutions and answers to each and every one of the questions he just presented. And that in itself would be the direction I think our country needs to go. And I agree with Raymond. I no longer will attack individuals and what is going on. I'm going to speak to the higher authority. How do we get the cost of living down? How do we get the cost of energy down? How do we get the cost of food down? How do we fix the Bahamas? Because it's just been said that we were the ninth most expensive country in the world. You've seen that circulating, right?
I think it's eight for expats. It wasn't even an assessment of Bahamians' cost of living.
What's fun and exciting for me is that when you go to Beverly Hills in the U.S. or when you go to a very nice area like Lyford Key, you know it's not a cheap place, correct?
Correct.
So if we are the ninth most expensive place, and we used to be the fourth in the 80s, but let's go with where we're at now. If we're the ninth most expensive place in the world, that means we should be the nicest, the wealthiest ninth in the world.
Some of us are. Some of us are.
Well, it is for some, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not for the masses. And so my question is, how many people can call this show today of any political persuasion and say what I'm about to say? The wealth of this country should be given equally to each citizen of this country. And I don't care what color they are, what political party. If they're not willing to say what I just said, they need to get the heck out of governance. Because we should have a common goal of making everybody in this country benefit equally from the wealth of this country. And I can leave you all to think about that today. Because not one of them trying to run, well, I shouldn't say that. Not one of them who's ever been in there after 50 years has achieved that. And I don't think they ever set out to achieve it. They set out to fix themselves and leave the rest of us to fend for ourselves. But what's happening is the inflation is soon going to wake up a lot of people. Y'all have a good show.
Thank you. Thank you, Graham Rutherford.
Well, let's go to the next caller.
Absolutely.
Let's go to the next caller, producer. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us? Call going once. Call going twice. Okay, that's going. And as you get your notes set up, because you have like 1,000 notes on the desk right now, skimming through, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back. Of course, it's a Man Down mashup Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're supposed to have a guest today.
We are?
Your boy, our third co-host.
Ah, Ian?
Ian's supposed to come pass through.
Okay.
I haven't seen Ian in weeks, months. He's just busy.
Ian, bring the Johnny Cake Christmas coming.
Ian never bring no Johnny Cake.
Ian has a big time Johnny Cake business,
and he has never brought in any free Johnny Cake to him. No, is that true? Anyway, let's go take a break, and we'll analyze if that's true or not. Guardian Radio AM it's not Guardian Radio. It's On the Clock with Aaron Green.
And Guardian Radio AM with
It's a mashup Wednesday. We'll be right back.
Stay informed with the Nassau Guardian, your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
Sign up now for the 2024 Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic, taking place Monday, July 15th to Sunday, July 21st at the Hope Center and the Kendall Isaacs Gym. We are shooting hoops instead of guns. Phone 601-4842 or visit our Facebook page. Sign up today for the 2024 Michael Scudery Basketball Classic. Peace on the Streets 2024 is coming.
Can kek be wo medical ki fwete tet yo nan bay multiple service men nou na Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center? Imaj, se sa nou fe. Men bagay pou lot lokasyon nou yo, imaj nan Gouverneur ni na Kamakelo. Mem si nou ta bezwen yon radiografi, mamografi, ekografi, or eskaner pou fam gwas, nou gen yo. Yon ekip komisyoner konsey radiolog, setifiye, tout employé yo. Yo chak ak prop domen yo. Yo bay docteur ou rezilta ou nan 24 tan. Rele 328-81-57 pou randevou nan Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, location Kamakelod ou bien image nan Grosvenor jodia.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. We have a Man Down Mashup Wednesday. And I'm asking Erin, what does behoove mean? Because it behooves me and I'm to speak today because I'm confused about its meaning. So you're the smart one, Erin. Can I be behooved right now, please?
You should have been behooved long time. I don't know why you don't. You never behave.
A need
for you should have behooved long time.
A need for a thesaurus in the House of Assembly. Do we have thesaurus anymore? The dinosaur thing? The thesaurus.
Oh, you mean the thesaurus is with the book of synonyms, right?
Yeah, and antonyms and all the M's inside
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that we need to have that for some members of parliament.
Absolutely.
But it's in the definition anyway.
To behoove someone to do something is to make it advisable or necessary to do so for their own good or that of others. It would behoove you to study hard and work for the future you desire. It would behoove the legislature to pass a law behooving citizens to pay their taxes earlier. What does it mean when someone says, it behooves me?
What's the past tense of behoove?
I thought I could be honest with you. I thought behoove was the past tense of behave because I don't understand either of those words.
Can it be behoven, or just behoved? No.
I don't even know if it could be behoved.
The behove is a word. I remember seeing behoved.
With a D on the end.
B E H O V E, behove.
It's a word, but you added a D.
Well.
You ED'd it.
I ED'd.
You tried to past tense it by
what
adding
if
the
I put
ED.
Like an apostrophe D. That's poetic license.
Well, they may not know what behooves mean, but they know about poetic license.
There you
Let
go.
Me tell you what it means. What does it mean when someone says it behooves me? If it behooves you to do something, it is right, necessary, or useful for you to do it. It behooves us to think of these dangers. With all of the behooving that was going on in the house, nobody behooved themselves, like nobody was behooved to resign?
There was boo, but no hooved.
Yeah. Because normally you behoove to resign because you understand that it is the right thing to do or for your own good. So
some people need to stop blocking off Adelaide Beach and claiming it as their own. That's what they need to do. Just
well, no, you
stop
mean
blocking
the,
it off.
You mean the same Adelaide Beach that sits next to Liberated African Way?
But they have that no more. They emancipate that Liberated African Way and name it some kind of ocean view.
I cannot believe this man just said they emancipated Liberated African Way and turned it into Palm Beach Drive.
Yeah. But anyway, there is a concern that people are trying to... What do you do when you're trying to own the beach, like own a property?
Colonizer.
Quiet. Well, yeah.
Oh, quieting.
They're trying to quiet it.
Yeah, that's a polite word for colonizer.
They're planting trees.
There's a Adelaide Community Town Hall meeting tomorrow night. That's Thursday the 20th. Today's 19th. Thursday the 20th of June. I guess look on Facebook for the details. I just saw the headline. Mm-hmm. Maybe I could get some more information on that. It behooves me to provide as much information as possible.
You moved again, I see.
About what's going on around liberated African way. So here's another story. Give me a second, caller. Bell spends majority of budget speech lambasting FNM. Minister of Housing and Urban Renewal Keith Bell yesterday spent the majority of the time allocated for his contribution to the budget debate lambasting the previous government, which was voted out of office nearly 3 years ago. Bell did provide information and updates on past, ongoing, and planned efforts in his constituency and in his ministry, highlighting, among other things, the removal of derelict vehicles in communities, funding for housing repairs, and plans for affordable housing initiatives on New Providence, Grand Bahama, Abaco, Eleuthera, and San Salvador. However, he spent only 30 minutes of his two-hour contribution on his portfolio. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning to you.
And good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
Ms. Green.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank you very, very much for yesterday for dissecting the proposal by the new investors in our electrical company.
Yes, sir.
Please play that again.
Yes, sir.
And again. And again. So that we, the people, will understand the challenges going on.
Yes, sir.
How could you give a group who have no money 3 years to raise money at our expense, and we have numerous of other problems in this country? It's beyond me. And what I would like also, Mrs. Green, is that you spoke about the artists, those people who write and sing songs. There are so many.
Yes, sir.
One I can give you, a young lady by the name of Diana Hamilton, who sings the Cuckoo Bird song.
Yes, yes, yes.
You need to play that.
Because
it shows the artists know exactly what is transparent in their country presently. And they have a right to make up songs, make poems, write stories about what is occurring. And why not?
Absolutely.
And I thank you so much, Ms. Nuri and Ms. Green, for accepting this call. Thank you and have a pleasant day. I will listen for more.
Absolutely, yes, sir.
Since the chairman mentioned BPL and BEC, we got an update on its relationship. And so let's do that.
Okay.
For the explanation we got.
All right. So we were misinformed or uninformed. I don't want to say misinformed. We were uninformed. I think the ministry responsible for energy and transport, when they talk about education campaigns in this reform effort, that they take that element of the reform seriously and explain to people not just what your reform is about, but the infrastructure, the legislation that governs it and regulates the space also. So when we asked, when we said that we should really determine with clarity what the structural relationship is between BPL and BEC, especially when we're interrogating statements like BPL is handing over its transmission and distribution system, poles, lines, substations, etc. So here's what I learned. In the 2015 Electricity Act, all of the assets of BEC were transferred to BPL. That is in the 2015 Electricity Act. BEC retains all immovable properties.
And we have to explain that too.
So immovable property is thing you can't pick up.
Land.
Like the land.
So what's built on the land?
They own that asset.
And the land itself?
They do not own. BEC owns the land. BEC still also holds the liability. I get the debt.
Yes.
They also hold the debt.
Do you remember what the debt is?
No, I can't remember.
But it's like $1 billion.
No, it's like $500 million in debt. Yeah. And then they need another $500 million to make things.
Mm-hmm.
We also learned that BPL is a subsidiary of BEC. So essentially, BEC owns BPL. Mm-hmm. But BPL, the entity in and of itself, now holds all the, well, up to the passing of the 2024 Electricity Act, held all of those assets. And in the act, what they've done is they have, invested, but parentheses, into Bahamas Grid Company, mm-hmm. the entire T&D system, except, of course, for the immovable property, for 40% of Bahamas Grid Company.
Yes.
Yes. And so that still leads me to ask.
I want to pause. Now we're talking about New Providence.
Okay, yeah.
Transmission and poles and generation. That's what they valued at $100 million, but not right. necessarily the whole Bahamas.
Right, not the mm-hmm. whole common archipelago
yes.
of infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what we learned. Mm-hmm. I still think that we then can put on the table the question, has Focal or any of its subsidiaries, quote unquote, taken over BPL assets? Hmm. I think.
Let's go to the caller and then we continue interrogate the news. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, caller.
Caller, that's you.
Happy Juneteenth. How y'all doing?
Oh, happy Juneteenth.
Hey, it behooves me to ask y'all, did y'all see the story about in Barbados where they say the talk show host them are being now or going to be arrested for opinions what callers make when they call in? I know you follow things in Barbados, Aaron.
Well, I know I can pick that up because we've had...
But that's the whole news.
Hold on.
Did you hear it at all?
No, I didn't hear it at all, but I say I'm going to reach out to a guest that I've had on the show who is a radio show host.
I think you had them here before. I had them on the radio before.
And political sort of advocate and commentator, Mr.
Sound
Peter
like
Wickham.
They've been harassed by that government over there, freedom of speech to be able to say what they need to say. They've been discriminated.
Now, mind you, Pumpkin Eater, at the same time...
Papa.
My bad, Papa. At the same time, what could be happening is... It's not a question.
Let's hope they don't bring it over
here. Man, Papa, let me finish the sentence.
Sorry, I forget teacher. Sorry.
I'm not a teacher. I just want to finish the sentence.
You're one of my teachers. Sorry.
Blessings. It may be a technical issue where radio stations refuse to invest in the technology necessary to hold a 7-second delay. No, I mean, it could be as simple as that, because that's what the purpose of the delay is. There's supposed to be a delay in radio, which gives the producer and the host an opportunity to cut the show or cut the transmission before the offensive statement or words are broadcasted over the public airwaves.
Yeah.
Right. So
that's a given. They're supposed to have I know the theory is be up on Facebook and everything. I wonder if there's any truth to the story. If you all see the story where they say a Bahamian person by the name of Anthony Ferguson was being arrested, and when he was being searched, he tried to disarm the police officers.
That's a real story.
That just happened, or that happened years ago?
About 3 days ago, maybe?
How come none of
the news stations playing it? Then I listen to the news, because me remember again, I think it's one Anthony Ferguson, we honoring a successful business person in this country.
Yeah, no, so...
We honoring this maybe people this month. They supposed to be having a ceremony or something?
Okay, yeah... Yes, so...
And that make me remember...
But Papa, I got to make the statement right there that the Anthony Ferguson in the story that was shot and killed by police, right? When he pulled a weapon, which was visible on the video, when he pulled a weapon from his waist, right?
From the police waist or his waist?
From his waist.
I thought he tried to disarm the police.
No, he didn't try to disarm the police, but what he did was reckless and just dangerous.
He paid for it.
I think it's unfortunate.
He
did not survive that incident. Unfortunately, condolences to the family, but this individual is not the individual that's being honored locally.
No, it can't be so, because that one in the States and he dead. But I surprised none of them... I don't know if it's any relationship, a relative or something, but none of the news carried. I hear it on a videotape on WhatsApp. Y'all keep up the good work.
Yeah, I don't think there's any nepotism, or I don't think there's any attempt to hide anything, Papa. It was an obscure story, right? And now that you've reminded me about the story that I saw. So I want you to know, I'd be harassing these reporters with stories, things that I've seen in social media that I cannot discuss because they've not been verified by anybody. For instance, when I saw the video of the owner of the dog, right? When I first saw that video, I had no idea what the story was about. I didn't know that this was the owner of the dog in the stories that I'd been hearing anecdotally, right? I thought that this was a serious matter, but I thought that the police were at the residence and attempting to calm the man down because he had done something or he was a suspect. When I discovered that this is the incident now with the dog, it brought a totally different context to the story, right? So I'm already harassing these reporters every day to follow up on things, so I could determine, right? So I could talk about it in the public domain. And sometimes that doesn't happen. Most reporters are writing 6, 7, 8 stories at a time, trying to fill out the week. We're going to get to that story. But let me get back to this Keith Bell story. It's just poetic. It's the most beautiful poetics ever. Bell focused. Oh, I lost. I am missing it. Bell focused on what he said were the failures of the administration. He said it was, quote, equally important to examine the broader financial context in which we operate. We note that in recent times, members opposite have outlined fiscal plans seemingly based on an alternative reality, offering the view that they now have the answers, close quotes, Bell said as he began his discussion on the budget for the 2024-2025 fiscal year. So for the 2024-2025 fiscal year budget discussion, Keith Bell decided that he was going to announce that he wasn't focusing on the present.
Yeah.
That it was important to go...
He ain't talking about this ministry at all.
Back to the... I mean, but only for 30 minutes, even though he had 2 hours entirely. We know that in... I read that part. It gets better. However, while today is about the future, we must also address the past to provide a stark contrast between responsible governance and irresponsible governance. The previous regime's horrendous spending decisions placed our country, Bahamians, on the brink of financial ruin. Then it's a lovely, it's a really nice layout, right, of the deficit as it shifted from 2019 to 2020, and right? But it had nothing to do with his ministry. For much of the remainder of his speech, Bell listed his many concerns with the minister's administration and its decisions and argued that the FNM's poor approach to governance will continue even under the party's new leader, Marcos City MP Pintard. As I conclude my contribution to this budget debate, it is essential to reflect on the stark contrast between our administration and the previous one. Dear Mr. Bell, when people actually start doing that, you're going to regret saying that.
I remember a minister had a private ceremony swearing in immigrants.
In the church service?
In the church service.
In the midst of the funeral.
And I was calling for that person to be fired, right? Because that's incompetence right there.
Yeah.
And able to survive because they transferred him, right? Mm-hmm. But they have the audacity to come and speak now like I forget.
Yeah.
Like I forget.
There was it the caller that said, Brayman, I know you don't, like you say, don't talk about the politicians, but they don't want to talk about policy. They don't want to tell us what the actual policy is. They don't want to give us the things that we need to be talking about. They just want us to talk about them.
Because this stuff.
I just, Mr. Newry, and Mr. Munnings, good morning.
Pleasure, good morning.
I'm glad that you joined us on this side of the hour instead of just coming to Cecil Newry Show. I'm glad that you're here. You ain't bring no Johnny Cake.
I'm just tuned in at this moment.
You ain't bring no... We're going to close out this hour in a moment. We can start the show with all the texts. The show with the texts on the next side. And then I want to ask you all the question, who has been the most disappointing MP and cabinet minister from this Davis Cooper administration?
Besides...
Let them call in for the next man down.
Besides the people who live in Adelaide.
Let them call in, man down Joe.
You've been on the clock on this Wednesday the 19th for our Man Down mash-up session where we combine both shows. On the other side of the news break, we're going to continue this discussion. They shot my dog. Alcohol smuggling claims baseless and groundless. Talking about groundless, Monroe defends government travel and government budgets $2.5 million for airplane for family island travel.
I have no problem with a plane. I'm just saying how we can pay for it. The maintenance and the pilot and stuff like that.
And the runways and the lights. And
just inform me in detail how it's going to be and I can type it in. And drive.
Politicians and government officials is travel in the evening. You got lights at these airports?
Pending if you're going to
send. Not in Long Island. There ain't no light in no Long Island.
Pending if you're sending more money to social service.
We're out of time. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. 96.9 FM.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Nassau Bahamas.